Hello, my name is John McCurdy, and I'd like to thank you for your interest in my work. If you enjoy this copyrighted recording, you can find it and much more on my website at johnmccurdy.com. Now I invite you to get comfortable, relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the program. I am that I am. I am the whole being of this one you know as John. I am the human John. And I am the soul of John. I am that I am. In our last message, we talked about why your body might be going through what seems to the human like a difficult time, even after you have your realization, your enlightenment. You thought, oh, indeed, most of us thought, even at the soul level, that when realization came, it would be this grand and glorious experience. And after that, all your problems would be solved. All the aches and pains would be gone. Suddenly your body would transform into a super being, to a super body. It doesn't work that way. Because then you wouldn't be human anymore. Well, you're not going to be human for much longer. Anyway. But it doesn't happen in a flash. If it did, you'd just be another dead ascended master. Instead, we're taking our time. Realization came for me, John's soul, for so many of you. It came. It's done. It's over with. You have it. I have it. And yet, the human bodies are still struggling. Where is this amazing light body that was supposed to be coming in? It's right here, dear friend. It's right here. But in order for it to become your reality, the human has to transform. It's an amazing experience. You can go back and listen to our last message if you want to. About the car transforming even as it's going down the road at 130 kilometers per hour, transforming into a high-performance jet airplane. We're not going to go over that again right now because we're going to do something else in this message. We're going to allow some release in your body. We also talked about all the shame that your body holds, all the guilt, all the regret and remorse. Oh, so many places where it felt like it failed you. So many lifetimes where it wasn't strong enough to keep you alive. So many urges, so many physical urges that it couldn't control, which caused it to do things that you were ashamed of. In your mind, you've worked most of that out. But your body took it on. Those energies are still there in your body. So let's take a little journey. Let's have an experience of allowing and releasing. Perhaps John will find some nice nature sounds or music or something. But even without that, just come along on this journey. Feel, along with me, your soul. Yes. Your own soul, am included in this message, if you allow it. Combining my energies with the energies of John's soul. You might hear things. Later you listen again and you wonder why it's not in the words. Or you might hear things and then you read this message and you don't find those things in the words. It's because your soul is speaking directly to you. Trust it. And yes. If you're reading this, I invite you, I ask you to turn on the recording. And listen. Take the time to listen. Even if you don't understand the language, if you're reading a translation, take the time to listen, to allow the energies to come through John's voice. Come with me back to the time when you were still inside your mother's womb, tiny little baby growing. Your soul so excited, a new lifetime, a very, very special lifetime. The lifetime of our realization. Oh yes, you knew. Your soul knew before you were ever born what this lifetime was about. We didn't know for sure if we'd make it. For human lifetimes have a tendency to bring in the unexpected. And it's never a sure thing. But we had a pretty strong intention. So we came in. You were born, the little human body. And I came into you, and we began this new experience. Oh, but it's such a difficult thing to come into a human body. It hurts. It's like being in your nice, cozy, warm home. Stepping out your front door and finding yourself in the Arctic winter. Everything is cold and harsh. And also so full of potentials. That in itself is hard to deal with. Because every potential that you explore changes the other potentials. Leads to unexpected places and unexpected circumstances and experiences. Even as a tiny little baby, you soon found yourself wondering why you'd chosen that potential instead of some other. cry out. Sometimes your parents would punish you for that. And that hurt. Hurt physically, and it hurt emotionally. You wondered, what did I do wrong? And you took that shame inside you. And continued through childhood as you began to grow up. All these things, you do them so innocently. And you'd get in trouble for it. You'd be punished for it. Other children would get angry at you. Remember those times. As you remember them right now, let me in, your own soul. You might feel me as a soft, warm light. Or simply as a presence. You might feel me as your deepest self, for that's what I truly am. I was there with you, even in those difficult times. Were punished for things that you didn't even understand why. I was there for those times when you were hurt by others, when you were betrayed, when you were abused. I was there. I'm here right now. Here to remind you that we're in a different place now. We're in a different place. Life isn't like that anymore. But still, your body remembers those times. So I ask you to allow me to come into your body. Allow my light and my warmth and my love, my absolute unconditional love, allow it to come into your body. To fill your body. Feel the light. Feel the love. Feel the warmth. And allow those memories to arise. But let me take them. There isn't anything that you, the human, needs to do with them, except let them come up. Let me take them. You see, I know what to do with them. I know how to distill the wisdom from them. I know how to ease your body. I know how to take its feelings of shame and guilt to soothe them away. Just let me do it. Let the memories arise. Whatever they are. Allow yourself to move forward through your childhood. Take me with you. Let me fill your body with my light and my love and my forgiveness. Keep me with you, your own soul. Move forward. Move your life. And grew up. You went through puberty. Oh, so many changes. So many frustrations. So many things you didn't understand. So many punishments. Friends lost. Things lost. Became a teenager. Began to explore your body, the bodies of others. You lost your virginity. For some of you, that was a big drama. For some of you, it was a release. For some, like John, it didn't happen till years and years later. And that itself was a trauma, a shame in your body. Things happened. People betrayed you. You betrayed others. Maybe you broke the law. Maybe you were caught. Maybe you weren't, but you still carried the guilt and the shame in your body. You grew. Became an adult. Oh, so many confusing experiences. Some were wonderful. Some were horrible. Your body felt them all. Took on so much shame and guilt. You began to wake up. And in your awakening, awakening, you began to feel energies, some of the experiences from other lifetimes, from other bodies. So much more shame, so much more fear. And all those old energies that you remembered, your body, this body, took them on, took them into itself, and took on that shame. Now here you are. You've come to your realization. I, your soul, have come to our realization. You've become aware of it. Your light body has begun to come in. But you see, all that shame. Oh, you've been hearing about the dragon lately. A part of me that comes in to clear out the shame, to take it, forgive it. I've been doing that. A lot of it's gone now. A lot of it has been transformed, distilled into wisdom. Perhaps most of it. But there's still the body. The body holds so much. It's the last. The very last. And compared to all of the shame you've experienced and felt, actually very little, but we still have to deal with it. Your body is still, right now it's feeling the discord between our realization and enlightenment. This new place that we are in, your body is feeling the discord between that and all this. These old energies that are still held within it. So here we are. Allow my light, my love to fill your body. Take a moment right now. Allow me to flow all through your body. Feel my love, the warm, soft light, almost like a soothing mist, flowing into your body, flowing through every cell of your body. Feel as it comes into all those hurts and all those pains, all those old memories. Feel as it gradually soothes them away. Your body feels as though it's let you down so many times. But in truth, it never has. In truth, it always gave its very best. And because of it, we are here. Because of your body, realization has come. Because of your body, over so many different lifetime experiences, it is precisely because of your body that I now know who I am. Who you are. It is because of the body and all the experiences that it has been through, that it took on so willingly, sometimes not so willingly, but still, it dove in. It took those experiences and it lived them to the very best of its ability. Because of that, we've come to completion. We've come to our sovereignty. We have become a creator in our own right. The human can't even comprehend the amazing being that it is, that I am. And it is precisely because of all those experiences that the human lived out that we are here. Feel me, dear friend. Feel the glory, the grandeur of the being that you are, that I am. Oh, you have never done anything wrong, dear human, dear body. There were so many things people told you were wrong. But they weren't wrong. Those people do not know the truth of you. And I, your own soul, I tell you, you have never done anything wrong. And dear body, you always did the very best you could. Always, always. You never let me down. Now I ask you to let go. Let go of all that shame. Let me take it. Receive my love. Receive my forgiveness. Oh, forgiveness for some of you, that just feels like more blame. I ask you to let that go. The real meaning of forgiveness is that there never was any blame at all. Let that in. There has never been any blame at all for you, dear human, dear body, dear mind. Oh, I have you. You've been so ashamed of your mind. Of all of its limitations. Of all of its misunderstandings. Oh. Dear human, please let that go. I have never felt let down by your mind, by my mind. I have never blamed the mind for anything. It is part of this grand experience that has turned us into this grand being. Feel my light, my love. Feel that as it infuses every part of you, of your body, your mind. Your emotional body. Feel me. Feel yourself the way I feel you. Has been such a sensual experience, such a grand experience, even when it hurt. You never did anything wrong, nothing at all. And oh, I, your soul, your divinity, I am so grateful, so thankful for every bit of the experience that you have gone through on my behalf. Every bit of it. Nothing was ever wrong. I give you my thanks, even for the parts that seem so dark to you, so shameful. I thank you for them. They weren't shameful. I thank you for them. And I ask you, dear human, dear body, dear mind, I ask you to let my thanks in, to let the shame go. I ask you to let in my love and my light. That is indeed you call the light body. It is my absolute unconditional love. That's all your light body is. As you let that in, as you let me take all that shame away, part of you still wants to hold on to it, but as you let me take it away, you're going to discover a new relationship with your body, with your mind, with me. Let go, dear human. Dear body, let go. Let go. You thought the shame served you? Thought somehow through it you could find absolution, release. But it doesn't come through the shame. I bring you that absolution right now. Bring you that release right now. If you'll only let go and let me take it. Feel my light. Feel it shining from every cell in your body. It is my love, my unconditional love. It is my absolution and forgiveness for everything you have ever done, for everything you have ever experienced. More than that, it is my thanks to you, dear human, for everything you have ever done, everything, for every experience you have ever lived through. Please, instead of blaming yourself, receive my gratitude. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of your own heart, I, dear human, am your light body. It is my love, my light, that you've been waiting for. Let it fill you now. Let it shine forth from every cell in your body. As you go forward, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your body. Remember that crashing and transforming car from our last message. Your body is changing. It must change. And it needs to take a certain amount of time. But the more you keep coming back to this, to my love and my light, feel me anytime you want. Just remember this feeling of love and light filling you, filling your body, shining out from every cell. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure out what you should or shouldn't do or what you should or shouldn't eat. It doesn't matter at this point. Just be with me. Just let me be with you. Your body is already coming into its new form. Keep trying to figure out how to fly this fancy airplane. You can't. There are no controls for the human. Because it's really me. That's what it means to receive your light body. It has a whole new form. No controls for the human. Thank goodness. It's really me, your soul. I don't need controls. I know the deepest desires of your heart, you don't even have to figure out or imagine what you want or how you would like life to be. I already know. I'm you. I have the wisdom from every experience you've ever lived. I know what makes you happy. Your job now is to simply sit back and relax. Let me handle everything. Let me bring you happiness, joy, like you can't even imagine. Allow me, dear friend, dear human, allow your own soul. Allow me to fill you. There'll be times when your mind freaks out about something and suddenly you'll think you've lost the connection with me. Just take a deep breath. I'm right here. You can't lose me anymore. I'm right here. Come back to the light. Within your body, within your being. There's nothing left to do. Except to sit back, take a breath, and enjoy the ride. And so it is.